From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Germany continues to search for possible accomplices of the suspected Berlin truck attacker a day after he was killed in a shootout with Italian police in Milan. The 24-year-old allegedly crashed into a Christmas market, killing 12 people. German people and police have arrested two brothers from Kosovo, suspected of planning an attack on a shopping mall. It is not clear if the men were connected with the Berlin attack. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is taking diplomatic action against countries that co-sponsored the UN Security Council resolution against the buildup of Jewish settlements in the West Bank and East Jerusalem, which Palestinians want as a capital for a future state. In a change from policy, the United States abstained from voting rather than exercise its usual veto. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power said the abstention was because the U.S. had reservations about the resolution's wording.
Some may cast the U.S. vote as a sign that we have finally given up on a two-state solution. Nothing could be further from the truth. None of us can give up on a two-state solution.
Israel's ambassador to the U.N., Danny Dannon, said the resolution was a setback for Israeli-Palestinian relations.
Instead of charting a course forward, you are sending a message to the Palestinians that they should continue on the path of terrorism and incitement.
White House Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes said, despite the United States repeatedly standing up for Israel, its government had ignored repeated concerns about the growth of the settlements in Palestinian territory occupied since 1967. And Rhodes noted that there are now 90,000 settlers living east of the barrier that Israel has claimed itself created. This is VOA News. The Nigerian army has captured a Boko Haram camp in Sambisa Forest, one of the jihadist group's last strongholds in the country. The president said Saturday, they said the capture of Camp Zero marked the final crushing of Boko Haram terrorists in their last enclave in Sambisa Forest. In a statement following a months-long campaign in the 1,300-square-kilometer forest located in the northeastern state of Borno, the statement had no mention of the whereabouts of Boko Haram's leader. Boko Haram has stepped up its attacks recently after months-long pauses in their seven-year uprising that has killed more than 20,000 people. The conflict has triggered a humanitarian crisis. The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation is warning local law enforcement agencies across the United States that Islamic State militants are calling for attacks on churches and in other sites where holiday crowds must gather or might gather. The announcement came Friday after the militants posted a list of U.S. churches as possible targets on its social media sites. The FBI spokesman Andrew Ames said Friday that the FBI routinely shares information about potential threats to better enable law enforcement to protect the communities they serve. He said citizens are advised to maintain awareness of their surroundings and report suspicious activity. Monday, Islamic State claimed responsibility for the terror attack in the Berlin Christmas market, in which 12 people died and 56 were injured. Hundreds of Syrians returned to Aleppo Friday to check on their homes after the last rebels left the city Thursday. Their residents crossed into neighborhoods that had recently been on the front lines of the battle for Aleppo. Some of them had not been able to reach their homes for 5 years. Christmas Eve celebrations have been taking place in the West Bank town of Bethlehem. VOA's Robert Berger is there.
Palestinian Boy and Girl Scouts kicked off Christmas Eve celebrations here in Bethlehem with a festive march through Manger Square. It was a mixture of nationalism and religion. The marchers carried Palestinian flags as they passed a giant Christmas tree in front of the ancient Church of the Nativity. Pilgrims from around the world watched the festivities and also spent some solemn prayer time at the Grotto of the Nativity, where tradition says Jesus was born. Robert Berger for VOA News, Bethlehem.
American actress and author Carrie Fisher, best known for her role as Princess Leia in the original Star Wars movie, is reported to be in critical condition in a Los Angeles hospital after suffering a heart attack near the end of an 11-hour flight from London to California. Crews who met the plane said they administered advanced life support measures. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.